The following is a presentation of Tomorrow's World.
Warm greetings to all of you viewers around the world. Do you understand the spirit world around us? Do you realize, my friends, that the true Jesus Christ of your Bible referred to this spirit world again and again? How is this spirit world affecting your life right now? How will it enormously affect your life in the next several years? Picture a spirit seance underway with a so-called medium pretending to unveil the spirit world. Sometimes these confused, misguided people really do get in touch with spirits, but they are not the spirits which come from God. Your Bible makes that very plain. You need to understand. Stay tuned. Again, my friends, how will this invisible spirit world enormously affect your life right now? Think about it. Your Bible certainly reveals that there is a spirit world around us, and we've got to be aware of it. We've got to be very close to God. We need to understand His will, His divine guidance on that. So how's it going to affect your life over the next several years? Understand, we do need God's guidance in this matter very, very much. Now turn with me to 2 Chronicles 18, verses 18 to 22. 2 Chronicles, Jesus constantly referred to the Old Testament as the Scripture, as the inspired Word of God. This is what God reveals to us about His mind, His operations in heaven. Notice, a prophet of God had seen how God was going to punish Israel and Judah and a coming war, and the false prophets had said, go to war, it's going to be all right. But then Micaiah said, who was God's prophet, therefore hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on His throne, and all the host of heaven standing on His right hand and on His left. And the Lord said, who will persuade Ahab, king of Israel, to go up that he may fall at Ramoth-Gilead? And one spoke in this manner, and another spoke in that manner. Then a spirit came forth and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him. I will go and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And the Lord said, you shall persuade him, and you also shall prevail. Go out and do so. Now therefore look, Micaiah said, the Lord has put a lying spirit in the mouth of these prophets of yours, and the Lord has declared disaster against you. God's prophet Micaiah, describing this spirit world to both the kings of Israel and Judah, tells them clearly that God has put a lying spirit in the mouths of all these obviously false prophets of Israel. Do you realize that there are many false prophets and many false ministers around today? You had better wake up and think with the mind Almighty God has given you. Jesus said, broad is the way and wide is the gate that leads to destruction, and many that go in thereat, but narrow and straight is the way that leads to life, and few that find it. God has always allowed Satan to have a lot more false ministers. He has a one or two or a few ministers that are faithful. That's the pattern of the entire Bible. But there is a spirit world out there, often composed of rebellious spirits called demons in your Bible. These instruments of Satan the devil are trying to deceive unthinking people. They try to look good on the surface, but they turn people away from God and His true ways. Jesus Christ directly described the nature of Satan and his demons, speaking to some of the religious leaders of His day, and He was talking to the preachers of His day. He said, you are of your father, the devil. Satan the devil will overwhelm you with false ideas, impulses, and concepts if you're not careful. For Satan himself does have his own ministers. Yes, he does. Your Bible makes that clear. Notice what the Apostle Paul was inspired to say. Read this in your own Bible back in 2 Corinthians. Turn with me in your Bible. Check up on me. follow and make the other people explain where it actually says what they're saying. They often say, the Bible says, and it doesn't say any such thing. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3, Paul is talking about presenting the true Christians as chaste virgins to Christ, and he's concerned, he said, in verse 3, I fear lest somehow, as the serpent, obviously Satan the devil, deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he who comes preaches another Jesus, they talk about Jesus, they use his name, but they don't preach his message. They preach a false message about his person and not his message about the coming kingdom or government of God. They don't seem to get that straight. If he who comes preaches another Jesus, whom you have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit, which you have not received, or a different gospel, he says, which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it. A lot of people put up with that. They don't check it out. They don't prove anything. Turn to verse 13. He says, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his, that is the devil's, ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. Notice, my friends, Paul's exact wording describing Satan the devil. Paul stated, it is no great thing if his ministers transform themselves into ministers of righteousness. He has ministers, but they look good, but they don't give God's message. Yet Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. He looks good. He's very clever. A counterfeit looks very close to the original. So how can you protect yourself from this kind of deception? Turn with me back to the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 8, beginning in verse 19 in your Bible. When they say, seek those who are mediums and wizards who whisper and mutter, should not a people seek their God? Please, my friends, learn to seek the God of the Bible, the God of this book, the God who reveals himself. This is the only way you're one to understand the truth. Should people not seek God? And he tells them to do that very carefully. Should they seek the dead on behalf of the living? To the law, he says, look to God's law and the testimony, the New Testament and the Old Testament, the whole way of God. If they do not speak according to this word, it is because there's no light in them. They don't understand. They don't get it. A lot of them don't mean to be mean. They just are blinded. Jesus said, if the blind lead the blind, they'll fall in the ditch together. But you don't want to fall in the ditch with them. You're listening to this program. You happen to be listening to the truth. Then prove it to yourself. Please prove it. Look in this book. Check up on me. Check them on the other guys, though. Prove where God is working. My friends, you must learn to seek the real truth by learning to actually study the Bible, read through it, get a marker, see what it says, read carefully through the book of Matthew and then the rest of the New Testament. Think about these poor human beings who go to church here and there. They just want to do good, and they want to go to church with other people and sort of then feel good later that they've done something good by just sitting there and clapping and singing and hearing generalities. Satan is deceiving millions of human beings by this apparatus of professed Christianity, which he has carefully constructed over the years. A Christianity that pretends to talk about the Bible, but does not give Christ's message. Somewhere on this earth, my friends, Almighty God does have a true church which preaches his truth. The truth is precious. You need to understand. You need to begin to grasp what is really happening in our confused society today. To help you fully understand, we've prepared for you a very powerful and eye-opening booklet entitled Satan's Counterfeit Christianity. This booklet truly reveals the details of how Satan, the devil, is deceiving people through a false Christianity which is misleading untold millions of human beings. You need this booklet. Study it. Read the scriptures of the Bible it refers to. Check up on it. It will open your eyes. So call now and request your free copy of Satan's Counterfeit Christianity. Remember, all of our literature is absolutely free upon your request. You will never be asked for money or anything else. So write us or call us right now to request your free copy of Satan's Counterfeit Christianity. That's all you need. Call now. You can also order this booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org, and you can follow us at Tomorrow's World on Facebook or Twitter.
To view the Tomorrow's World telecast or request today's free offer, visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. And remember to find us on Facebook, and be sure to follow us on Twitter. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Now back to our topic, my friends. Spirit battles ahead. Again, we read in Isaiah 8:20, that we're to seek to the law and the testimony. You need to really study this book, the Bible, in order to genuinely understand Satan's tactics and what to do. Become familiar with the Bible. If you really read it, it might not seem as boring as you think. Read carefully what Matthew actually says, and Mark, and Luke, and John, and read James, and Peter, and Paul, and read the Gospel of Matthew, the epistles of John at the end. Read what the Bible says. Notice now in the epistles of Paul, turn with me to 2 Thessalonians, the revelation from God about some terrible thing that is now developing right now as I speak. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, beginning in verse 1. He says, "Brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to Him, we ask you not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled either by spirit, a false spirit, a demon, or by word, or by letter, as if from us, false letters circulating, that Christ, the day of Christ, has come." No, it's not going to be a mystery. It's going to come powerfully. Don't let someone throw you off on that. "Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition." A great man of sin is going to arise in a whole false system that the devil is preparing, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is God, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. "Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things? And now you know what's restraining, that he may be revealed in his time. For the mystery," notice, here's the New King James Bible, the correct translation, "the mystery of lawlessness." The world does not like law. They don't like God's law, the Ten Commandments. They don't like the Fourth Commandment particularly. They try to water down the commandment, "Thou shalt not kill." They try to water down the commandment against adultery and fornication. They go live together, all kinds of people, without marriage, and they kept a false definition of marriage creeping in more and more today. They're watering down everything Almighty God says. See it all around you. He says, "The mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he's taken out of the way." That might have been the Apostle Paul. We don't know what that is. But the mystery of lawlessness. This system is against God's law. It was not against the traffic laws. They didn't have any traffic laws back then. They had horses and so on. So my friends, be sure that you have an understanding and a love of the truth. It says here in verse 8, "Then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth." At the very time of the end, when Christ comes, he's going to destroy this false leader with the breath of his mouth and the brightness of his coming. He's going to come powerfully, the true Jesus Christ, as King of kings and Lord of lords, and he's going to finally straighten out this mess. He's going to rule this world. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders. This false preacher, this false great religious leader who's going to look so pompous, and so important, he's going to come with false signs and lying wonders, not God's wonders. Christ privately healed people, especially Paul and Peter, his servants. They would just anoint people with oil here and there, not necessarily even in public. They didn't make a big spectacle of it. But this guy is going to do lots of other things, strange things, shining crucifixes in the dark, voices, stuff in a way that Christ and the apostles never did, false miracles. Read the Bible so you can understand the difference. And with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. The love of the truth. Do you love the truth? Jesus said in John 17, verse 17, in your New Testament, thy word is truth. This word is inspired of God. You need to not just, please don't just read it. Don't just read sentimental passages. It's okay to do that occasionally when you're tired or feel bad. But the rest of the time, study. Read the Bible. Think about it. What does the Bible say? Ask God for understanding. The truth is precious, and there's precious little of it going around today. You need to prove it and live by it and walk by it. So a great false prophet and miracles lie ahead. Notice now in Revelation, if you would, Revelation chapter 12, my friends, Revelation chapter 12 and verses 1 to 6. I want you to see how this thing is beginning to develop here. Turn to Revelation chapter 12 now in your New Testament. Revelation 12, and here we find a great battle that's going to take place at the time of the end. He sees a great sign in heaven, John, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet and had a garland of 12 stars. She gives birth to a Messiah, as it describes very, very clearly. And he is, of course, the one who's going to save the world, a child of God. She bore a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, Christ. Ancient Israel is pictured first as this woman giving birth. Then the true New Testament Israel, the Church of God, is pictured. So she bore a male child, and the woman then now becomes the true church, fled into the wilderness. The people of God had to flee to a city called Pella, and they were prepared by God, and they were taken care of then during those times of persecution. Then in verse 7, you jump ahead, frankly, hundreds of years. Think about it. Look at it. War broke out in heaven. This, obviously, if you read on, becomes the very time of the end. Another big battle. A spirit battle is just ahead. War breaks out in heaven. Michael, he's the chief archangel of God, and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon of the devil and his angels fought. They're going to fight God at the time of the end. People are so deceived, they're literally going to fight God, as the Bible makes clear. But they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan. Notice what it says about him, the devil, who deceives the whole world. Are you deceived, my friends? Please think about that. Most of the world, the vast majority of the world as a whole, is deceived. The Bible says that again and again. Satan the devil deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth at this final battle, and his angels were cast out with him near the end. Then what happens? Then I heard a loud voice, now salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. So Satan at the very end is cast down with his demons to this earth. And he's enraged. He's enraged at that time. And they overcame him, the true saints of God, by the blood of the Lamb. The precious blood of Jesus Christ forgives them and helps them. And by the word of their testimony. And they did not lay their lives to the death. Some were suffering. They would rather die than live. Great persecution is coming on, people, at the time of the end. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you having great wrath, because he knows that he has a short time at the very end of this age. Satan has a very short time. Then he's finished, and he knows that. Now, when the dragon saw that he was cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman. Satan is going to terribly persecute the true church of God who gave birth to the male child, the people of God, ancient Israel and modern Israel, the church of God gives birth, and they're going to be persecuted. But the woman was given two wings of the great eagle. God allows them to flee into the wilderness to her place where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time. Most scholars realize that means 3.5 years from the presence of the serpent. So the serpent spewed water out of his mouth like a flood. And often that terminology is used back in Jeremiah 46 verse 7 and Daniel 9 verse 26, Isaiah 59:19 to refer to battles, wars, armies. So the guy Satan is going to come after them with his armies, and he spews a flood out of his mouth after the woman that he might cause her to be carried away by the flood. But the earth helped the woman, opens her mouth, and swallows up the flood. And the dragon, verse 17, was enraged with the woman. Satan the devil is going to be enraged with the true church of God, the woman who is faithful, that keeps the commandments of God. He's going to come after God's people. And he went to make war with the remnant of her seed who keep the commandments of God. Notice that, the true people of God keep the commandments of God. Here it is again. And have the testimony of Jesus Christ. So he's not talking about Jewish people, sincere though they may be. It's those who have the testimony of Jesus Christ. And it's said in John 14, verse 12, the faith of Jesus Christ. Satan comes after those people. A spirit war is ahead. You need to understand, this world is not going to last very long. You see riots beginning all over various parts of the world, and here in the United States, you people will see upset at their governments, upset and terrible riots and violence and upsets taking in place in Syria and over in Iraq, and these people being persecuted by this ISIS group and tortured and crucified. That's what literally happening right now as I speak. Hundreds of thousands of people are being upset throughout the whole Middle East and down in Africa. These tribes are kidnapping hundreds of young women, using them as sex slaves. Stuff like that is going on all over the world just as I speak. This society is coming to an end, and Almighty is coming back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords through Jesus Christ. We need to help prepare the way for that. We need to understand there is a real God, and He's beginning to intervene. You need to understand. You need to study this book, prove these things, and to help you fully understand, we've prepared a very powerful and eye-opening booklet entitled Satan's Counterfeit Christianity. Get this book. You need it. This book reveals the details of how Satan is deceiving people through a false Christianity. So we need to study, and I hope you'll study this book. For Satan is misleading untold millions of human beings. You need this book. That it's absolutely free. So call now and request your free copy of Satan's Counterfeit Christianity. Write us or call us right now to request your free copy of Satan's Counterfeit Christianity. That's all you need. You can also order this booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org, or you can follow us at Tomorrow's World on Facebook or Twitter.
To view the Tomorrow's World telecast or request today's free offer, visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. And remember to find us on Facebook and be sure to follow us on Twitter. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Finally, my friends, do your part to survive these coming spirit battles. Notice Ephesians chapter 6 in your New Testament. Look it up. Ephesians 6, beginning in verse 10, the Apostle Paul uses the analogy of a battle right here. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Put on the armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The devil is real. Paul talks about the devil as real. Christ did. It's real, this spirit world. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities, powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Then he says, take the whole armor of God. And he begins to describe that armor which you need to study. Now turn to 1 Peter chapter 5, my friends. 1 Peter chapter 5, and beginning in verse 5, he tells the people there in the church, you younger, submit yourselves to your elders. All of you submit to one another. Be clothed with humility. Be willing to learn. Be willing to think. Be willing to humble yourself and seek God. For God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. Be sober. Please be alert. Understand, my friends. Ask God for understanding. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, your enemy, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion. He's like a lion ready to spring out on you at any time. He's real. Resist him, he says. You've got to do that. Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by others. It's going on, but they don't know God. You've got to ask God's help. You've got to be alert to the spirit world. You've got to open your mind to the truth. Study this book. Put on the spiritual armor. Watch these things unfold. Watch a great false prophet rise up. Watch a great false sister receive people more than ever. We're engaging in spirit battles, and more, they're going to affect your life in more ways than you can now understand. Prove it. Again, be absolutely sure that you call us right away and request your free copy of this truly remarkable booklet, Satan's Counterfeit Christianity. You genuinely need this to understand. You need it. And please understand that you can write it and get it absolutely free. This booklet, write for it now or call. Tune in every week to Tomorrow's World program. On this program, you will gain precious information and insights available nowhere else. Richard Ames and I will give you understanding of current events and of the exciting prophecies of tomorrow's world. We also ask you to invite you to join our fellow presenters, Wallace Smith and Rod King, who will give you special perspective and insight on vital biblical topics. So be sure to join us again next week, right here at this same time. See you right here, my friends, next week.
To view the Tomorrow's World telecast or request today's free offer, visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. And remember to find us on Facebook and be sure to follow us on Twitter. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.